Welcome to episode 93 of the Microsoft Cloud IT Pro Podcast, recorded live from Microsoft Ignite 2018. This is a show about Office 365, Azure, and the IT Pro and end user side of life, where we discuss a topic or recent news related to Office 365 or Azure, and how it relates to you as an IT Pro. In this interview from Microsoft Ignite, Ben finally does an interview and spends a few minutes having a discussion with Devon from Spanning Software about Office 365 backup and recovery. We are here at Ignite doing another podcast episode. We have Scott did a whole bunch of interviews yesterday. I'm doing a few of them today. We've gotten a whole bunch of them. So today I'm actually sitting here with Devon. I said that right. Names are always goofy. Making sure I pronounce them right. So you are the director of product at Spanning.
That's right.
You've been there about 3 years. You guys do a lot of backup and recovery. So we figured, hey, let's talk to you guys a little bit about kind of that DR scenario, the HA scenario, how all of that comes into play at Office 365, some of the announcements they talked about this week around Office 365. So to begin with, why don't you tell us, I mean, that was a super quick intro from my side, but tell us a little bit about you, your background, where people want to find you, connect with you, just a little bit of an intro about yourself.
Sure. So yeah, my full name is David Dalokia. I've been with Spanning for almost 3 years at this point. Like you mentioned, director of products. I can be found on Twitter at DaivaD, that's D-A-I-V-A-T, D for Delta again. That's where you can find
nice.
Me on Twitter. Make it short and easy that way, instead of my last name, which is fairly, fairly complicated. I've been doing products for almost 8-9 years at this point. Came from a marketplace background and now doing B2B.
Okay.
So I'm not a backup guy as such. I haven't been doing backup all my life.
Got it.
But I love what I do right now and super excited to be talking to you.
All right. Sounds good. So this week, again, kind of going into the DRHA scenario at Microsoft, obviously with the cloud, Office 365, them having the data center, that changes a little bit. So talk to us a little bit about what does Office 365 cover already from that HA DR standpoint that maybe you don't have to worry about as much if you are in the cloud versus an on-prem where you have that typical DRHA scenario.
Yeah, and that's a common thing that we get across our customers as well, because what happens is when customers are on-prem, everything is their responsibility. From the infrastructure to every single layer that they have is their own responsibility. When you move to the cloud, there are certain things that are taken care of by Microsoft. So the availability and all of that is taken care of by Microsoft, but data is still a shared responsibility. Microsoft is equally responsible for the data as you are as an admin or a global admin or an organization that has business critical data within Office 365, right? So when we talk about data and how it impacts, what we say is we are the data disaster recovery experts, right? Because if you do something with your data and you cannot get access to that data back, how do you recover so that you're not having a long downtime and your business continuity is constant and continuous? That's where we come in.
When it comes to email, Outlook, and Office 365 are fantastic. But sometimes there are things you'd like to do that aren't implemented. Sperry Software creates Outlook add-ins and Office 365 services that fill in these gaps. For instance, there are Outlook add-ins to automatically print emails and or attachments, save emails to PDF, send out recurring emails, or how about a warning when you're going to do a reply to all instead of a normal reply? Find these and many more email productivity solutions. Get started today by visiting www.sperrysoftware.com/cloudit. Okay. So, yeah, in Office 365, like you said, the whole DR scenario, you're not going to have, well, so they have data centers that may go completely offline, but Microsoft does take care of that other, hey, maybe we fail over, maybe we have to bring the data center back up. And the whole high availability standpoint, they have data centers everywhere. What?
Yes. Pause. So let's talk about backup rather than DR, because in an Office 365 environment, like DR is not a problem because Microsoft itself is up with like 5 nines or 6 nines.
Yep.
So what we do is like if the data gets lost somewhere, that's where we come in.
Yeah, Microsoft does. They take care of a lot of that DR, HA standpoint. They've even released some of the new features this week to help with data. So I don't know if you've been able to get in any sessions, but they also have some of the OneDrive, the point-in-time file restore in OneDrive that's been out for a little while. They talked a little bit about that in SharePoint. Did you hear those announcements? Do you want to talk about
I've been following them on and
some
off.
Of those
I've
are?
Been in the booth for the most part, but I can completely address that for
yeah.
sure. So when we talk about DR in terms of Office 365, that's usually not a problem at this point for our customers, right? Because Microsoft, the whole premise of the cloud is extremely high availability. And so what we provide is a backup and recovery for your data that is within the Office 365, rather than making sure that we are providing your DR solution in case Office 365 goes down.
Okay.
So in those terms, essentially what that means is we completely believe in Microsoft that they're going to keep your Office 365 environment up and running 99.99% of the times, or how many ever nines that they have.
Yep.
But essentially, if you as an admin or an end user go in and do something with your data and you need to recover it, that's where we essentially come in. And if you talk about recovering data, obviously Microsoft is also doing to help with versioning and all of that as well. They're also adding additional tools so that you cannot lose the data. But then again, you have situations where you have malicious insiders within the organization that can cause a lot more harm than what people would have imagined. There's also a portion of compliance which comes in, which requires you to have your data stored in an external location to your primary, which means that you cannot have your backed up data in the Microsoft environment. It needs to be somewhere else.
Mover is a cloud migration company that specializes in moving your company's files from file servers or cloud storage like Box, Dropbox, and Google into Office 365. Their patented technology makes Mover the fastest OneDrive file migrator in the world. Moving dozens of terabytes of data a day is a breeze. Use Mover's free, industry-leading migration guides or ask for a managed migration and they'll take the lead. With Mover, all your data is secure and intact. Running completely behind the scenes, you don't lose time, money, or hair while you transfer. Scan, plan, migrate, report. Migrations that don't suck with Mover. Visit mover.io for more info.
Okay. So yeah, and that is. Like Microsoft talked this week about that point-in-time file restore for document libraries now, where they're starting to protect against some of that with SharePoint OneDrive, where now you can actually go into, or you will be able to soon if it's not out already, you can go into a document library and say, restore all the files in this document library to this point in time. Or, for example, OneDrive, go back 10 days, 15 days, 2 days, and restore all my data to this point in time if you get some of that malicious activity. But obviously with that, I think SharePoint, they said it's going to be 30 days. Can't remember, I think OneDrive is back 30 days as well. But you said there are some other scenarios. The one you just brought up about the whole having it stored externally and some of those activities that could corrupt your data, whether it's malware, whether it is users unintentionally corrupting data that you can't get to from that versioning, or maybe it's outside of those 30 days. What are some of those other areas you mentioned where, again, that point-in-time file restore that goes just 30 days back that's offered by Microsoft may not cover some of these other requirements that clients have?
Yeah, so that's an awesome question, because what usually happens is people don't realize that they have lost data until it's more than 100 days. Because you lose an email or you lose a file, but after 100 days is typically when you realize that, hey, I need this file and it's not there. By that time, Microsoft would have purged it. You don't have that file anymore. It's completely wiped out from SharePoint or OneDrive or wherever it might be. But also, these are not just the two applications that we protect. We protect mail calendars as well, where critical business data lies, right?
Okay.
So we focus as Office 365 as a whole, and our suite is basically covering your Exchange Online, which is your mail and calendars today, and your OneDrive environment, and your SharePoint environment. Now, what we also offer, in addition to point-in-time backups, is the ability to do restores at an extremely granular level. So you can say you want to restore a specific email, you can say you want to restore a specific file or a document library, or whatever the case may be, but you can do that at an extremely granular level rather than saying, I want to restore everything back that was wiped out from a prior point-in-time backup.
Okay, so if it's just a single file that maybe got some malware, or a single file that had some issue, or like you said, calendar and mail, that's another great example, because right now, if someone goes in and deletes an email, empties out the recycle bin, if you don't go in and delete a calendar appointment, there's not that whole point-in-time restore for some of those that's built into Office 365 either.
Yeah, and that's where exactly we come in, because we see a lot of our customers using emails for retention policies, first and foremost, but at the same time, there are a lot of times we even see end users coming into our product because our product not only allows admins to go in and recover that data, but we also allow end users to go into our product and recover that data that they own, essentially their mail and their calendars and then their own OneDrive data. They can recover it themselves.
Okay. So there was an interesting scenario a couple, 3 weeks back or so in Office 365 where Azure AD was down. I had several clients that couldn't actually get to their files in SharePoint for that entire day. Obviously, this is something else that you run into with Office 365 is it's all cloud-based. If something goes down in Office 365, you don't always have as much control over it. You don't have as much control over where that data is, being able to pull it out some other way. If you're not using OneDrive to sync it down so you have a local copy, is this something else? Like if you, heaven forbid, we end up with another one of those because I'm sure just as much as we disliked it, Microsoft doesn't want to go through that again. Is that something where you can pull that data out of your backups to get to it locally in an emergency like that as well?
Absolutely. So we offer Expos today, and a lot of our customers take advantage of them because a lot of times they want to hold a local copy of their backed up data. So we offer Expos as well from any point in time backup, even to the first backup that they ever did, even if that was 5 years ago.
Okay. Just explain to me a little bit how that works. So you have all your data in Office 365. You have it in SharePoint. Like you said, some clients actually have that requirement where they have a backup that's stored in another third-party system, another third-party environment, or they want to have that export. So they actually have that copy of their backup. Do you guys go in and back it up to Azure? Do they get to choose maybe some location they want it backed up to? Do you guys have a cloud they back it up to? How does that whole process, how is that all laid out?
Yeah, so we have added a lot of more options for customers. Today, all of our backups happen to Amazon Web Services or AWS. But as a customer, you get to choose whether you want to put the data in US, EU, or in ANZ, which is in Australia as well.
Okay.
Some very granular options.
Okay.
And every day we go in and do automated point-in-time backups. We offer unlimited storage as well as unlimited retention. So you never have to worry about your data growing and not you having to pay extra for storage or your data growing enough and your data getting deleted from the backups since we offer unlimited retention.
Okay. So like you said, going to AWS is kind of interesting too because then you're going from Microsoft's cloud to AWS's cloud to help make sure that, again, if Azure goes down or if Azure AD goes down, it's all in AWS. You can get to it. You can access it. Are there other scenarios where people may want to leverage your product, other kind of those gaps that may exist between what Microsoft Office offers? We already talked about malware viruses. We talked about users unintentionally deleting stuff, compliance regulations. Are there other scenarios people really need to think about with Office 365 that may not pop into their heads of, oh, this is something that's missing. This is a reason why I may actually want a backup and restore tool, even though Microsoft takes care of the DR, the HA, all of that?
Yeah, so two scenarios come to mind. The first of all is basically ability to restore from one user to a different user. So if you have emails that are being backed up for yourself, but if you leave the organization and someone else is coming in, as an admin, they can go into your account and restore your data into the new user's account. So this is a pure offboarding, onboarding scenario.
Okay.
And we handle that extremely well because it's just a couple of clicks and you can restore all of the data from one user to a different user. The other common use case that we have seen from our customers is essentially not having to pay Microsoft for those licenses for any users that have long gone with the organization. Right?
Okay.
So if you leave the organization, as an admin, we still have to pay for your license. But a lot of times, customers have their data backed up by Spanning, and they hold that data with Spanning because our list price is $48 per user per year, which is about $4 a month.
Okay.
And that way, the customers are holding that data, and then they have ways to remove that data whenever they feel that that's the right time. So you can hold that data with Spanning for 3 months, 6 months, a year, 2 years, whatever the case may be. And at that point, you can release that Spanning license again and you can export out the data if you need to as well.
Hi, I'm Steve Peschke and I'm one of the founders at Office365Mon.com. I worked at Microsoft for over 18 years and one of the most common questions I got is, how do I know what's going on with the health of my Office 365 tenant? When there's a problem with your tenant, you need to know what's going on before your users. We help you understand not only when your tenant goes down, but how well it's performing. When you do have a problem, where do you start looking? Is it your network? Is it your tenant? Is it some feature inside of Office 365? Our network analysis features can pinpoint performance issues and help you figure out where those bottlenecks are. Sign up for a free 90-day trial today at office365mon.com. Stay in the know and stay in control with office365mon.com.
Okay, so it almost acts as like that archive solution for your email. Even though it's a backup product, at that point in time, you're essentially archiving out users' email that have left the company. And I know that is one scenario I've run into with clients, too, is they're like, well, we either need to buy licenses, we need to do something to archive this mail when employees may leave, when, yeah, they are terminated, whatever that departure from the company is. It's how do we keep this mail around for X number of years, X number of months until we need to get it back?
And again, here's the great advantage with spanning, that you don't have to have a local copy of everything, because again, you're putting that data somewhere and then you need a backup of that because that can get corrupted, right? Because now if you have the data stored with spanning, you can also restore that data at any time to a different user that might need access to that data.
Sounds good. Well, again, if customers want to learn more about spanning, more about you guys, what you guys do, where can they find you guys as a company, explore your product a little more?
Yeah, so check us out on spanning.com. It's very simple and easy. Our whole motto around our company is easy from start to finish. We also offer a 14-day free trial, which is our entire product. We don't have any tiers, so it's a full product that we give our free trial of. That also includes SharePoint, so you can test out and play around with it as much as you want.
All right, sounds good. Well, thanks a lot, Devat. Thanks for taking a few minutes, sitting down with me, talking through some of those backup scenarios and Office 365 and what they have, and then how you guys can help complement that for customers.
Thank you so much.
All right, thanks a lot.
If you enjoyed the podcast, go leave us a 5-star rating in iTunes. It helps to get the word out so more IT pros can learn about Office 365 and Azure. If you have any questions you want us to address on the show or feedback about the show, feel free to reach out via our website, Twitter, or Facebook. Thanks again for listening and have a great day.